eyes met across the office and he felt a certain spark that shot into his keyboard and turned the office dark. He dreamed that when the lights came on, she'd be holding his hand, their fingers held together by a thick rubber band. "Can you help me with my spreadsheet?" he would hear her say, and he'd suggest a formula her that would make a day. He'd say, "I'll see you calculator when the clock hit 5 o'clock, though they both lived on the same block. Though they spent so much time together every day, they never got their figures crossed, I'm sorry to say. Though they spent so much time together every day, they never got their figures crossed, I'm sorry to say." It was a small office, they were often left alone. They had a receptionist manning the phone. The stationery cupboard could have been a perfect nest if they dropped their calculations and declared their mutual interest. He offered her a lift to work, but she was sick that day. She asked him to a party, but he couldn't find the way. And when she got promoted to head recruiter, he got made redundant, replaced by a computer. Though they spent so much time together every day, they never got their fingers crossed, I'm sorry to say. Though they spent so much time together every day, they never got their fingers crossed, I'm sorry to say.